Lesson 39. Stories of Dogs. Some years ago, a fine dog called Neptune was kept at an inn in Wimborne in the county of Dorset. His fame spread far and wide. Every morning, as the clock of the Minster struck 8, he might be seen, with a basket in his mouth, going to the baker's for bread. The basket contained money to buy the bread, and Neptune, day after day, carried it safely across the street to the baker's shop. The baker took the money and placed the right number of rolls in the basket. With these, Neptune hastened back to the kitchen of the inn and there laid down his trust. It is said that he never tried to take the basket or even to approach it on Sunday mornings when no rolls could be got. On one occasion, when returning with the rolls, another dog made an attack upon the basket for the purpose of stealing its contents. On this, the trusty fellow, placing it on the ground, began to fight with his assailant. He severely punished him and then bore off his charge in triumph. Two gentlemen, brothers, were one day out shooting wildfowl. They had with them a noble Newfoundland dog. Having thrown down their hats on the grass, they crept through some reeds on the river's bank. After firing at the birds, they proceeded some way down by the side of the stream. At length they began to wish for their hats, calling the dog. They sent him back for them, and away he went to fulfil the errand. When he reached the place, he made several attempts to bring both hats together in his mouth at once. Finding great difficulty in this, he at last noticed that one of the hats was smaller than the other. Placing the smaller hat within the larger one and pressing it down with his foot, he was then able to carry both at the same time. There are two ways of doing everything, a right and a wrong.